Look, look, there comes one of them now.
Thank you all who've listened to Samuel Sift, Post-Apocalypse Detective. This is Kevin Patterson. I'm going to give what I think is a post-series commentary or update. I am the writer and producer of Samuel Sift, Post-Apocalypse Detective. I just like saying it. I also play the role of Samuel Sift. I cast myself not out of ego, but more because I know I'd be the only actor who would definitely show up, and I didn't know how long it would take me to make. That's only partially a joke. The closest collaborator was Adrian Parrish. Adrian is very talented on sound and did much of the recording and all of the sound design of the series. Adrian has gone on and is helping edit or create soundscapes for other audio dramas. Adrian can be found on Twitter and Instagram as Bearden, because he has a wonderful scruffy beard. Feel free to contact Adrian if you want to hire him for something you're working on. He's great. Big thank you to Adrian for working with me on this project for the last 4 years. We did 3 seasons of Samuel Sift, and the whole process, again, took about 4 years. I enjoyed it, and I'm proud of what we've done. I do have a rough draft where we could go if we did a season 4, but after 4 years of mostly working in just one project, I'm ready to put this aside for now and cut my teeth on something else. I'm constantly impressed with how many people in the audio drama or scripted audio comedy space can produce such high quality work. I do have a day job, but many do. And those who are able to do such good work and in a much quicker clip than I am while holding a day job, well, that's very impressive. My dream is that someone with a little cash one day stumbles across this and gives me a little money to pay not just the actors and sound team, but a writer's room. We did pay our actors and sound team for all 3 seasons. I am proud of that. We were able to give our actors and sound team a little more cash in seasons 2 and 3 because of a generous grant from the Knight Foundation. That's Knight with a K. The Knight Foundation gave a grant to 12 Charlotte-based artists, and lucky enough, we were one of those. After our first season, I hustled pretty hard for 2 years on Twitter, Instagram, and going to as many cons as I could. I did enjoy going and setting up table at cons, meeting people and talking to them about whatevs, but I got tired of having to be on social media all the time. At the end of 2 years hustling, we had about 2,000 listens. Then one day, out of the blue, we started getting a regular beat of listens on Spotify. My guess is when we released season 3, we had enough episodes for Spotify to start suggesting us to the occasional listener who liked audio dramas. I guess enough of the Spotify listeners kept coming back for more episodes, and Spotify's algorithm must have liked that, because for the last 2 years, it's been a nice, steady beat on Spotify listens. As I record this, we're currently getting around 150 listens a day and just over 50,000 listens. I'm obviously very happy with this. LA is constantly one of our top 2 or 3 cities, which I really dig. Like any artist, I'm hoping some LA player stumbles across this and helps me give it another life. I see the stats on the analysis page on Audio Boom, which is awesome, but I don't really hear much from our listeners or fans. Maybe that's just me, because I haven't been engaged much in social media in the last couple of years. But if you made it this far and you liked it, please feel free to find me at Stationary Hobo Productions on Twitter or Instagram and like, comment, say whatever you think. If you'd like to be a writer for the show, then please do find me and send me an email or whatever. It would be great to have a list of names of people who would be interested if I can ever make that happen. Same thing if you'd like to be an actor or a member of our sound team. Speaking of our sound team and our actors, I want to thank all the cast for lending their voice talents for the last 3 seasons. For the first season, we were figuring it out. I think our first 2 episodes, frankly, are the weakest because I wrote it without a lot going on, just a bunch of talking. So, audience, thanks for getting through episode 1 and 2. And actors, thank you for sticking around as Adrian and I figured it all out. Here are the actors from season one. Lauren Spano is Cece Daniels. Kylie Nedison as Alex. Nick Shaner as Ralph. Tom Bennett as Dwight. Belinda A. Butler as Jane Parker. Marlene Bennett as Doris. Steve Nazarian as Frank McCormick. And again, myself as Samuel Sift. Season 2 and 3, I did it a little bit different. I had my actors play a whole bunch of different voices, which I think I would do again. That was a lot of fun for the actors to play a lot of different voices, and it was a hoot. It made it tough every now and then when the actor would be playing both characters in the same scene, and we had to record each character separately, but totally worth it. Abigail Elfman was Barbara Babbitt, Alice Ashby, Officer Hooch. Nick Shaner is Ralph, the King Muldoon. Rashida Moore is Major Beatrice Mingo, Miss Velma Leek Obul, Stanthorpe. Wow, that is hard to say. Officer Turner. Kylie Nedison is Doris, Charlie, and other various voices. Elliot McDowell is Kevin Mingo, and other voices. Season 3, Nick came back as Ace Gator and Ralph. Rashida Moore came back as Fat Lobby and Nadia Knight. Abigail Elfman as Barbara Babbitt again. And, as always, myself, Samuel Sift. Our sound team has always been Adrian Parrish. And every now and then, Justin Evans has helped us out with recording. Adrian Parrish was sound engineering and design for all three seasons. And Justin Evans, a very good friend and very talented with sound, would occasionally come and record to help Adrian out a little bit. In season 2 and 3, we had Scott McLaughlin do the score, which I think added a lot. Scott is currently looking for work as scoring in television, film, whatever. So reach out to Scott McLaughlin if you like his talents. The intro beats were by Space Baby. That's the opening riff. I think many of our fans like that the best of the entire series, so thank you, Space Baby. Space Baby can be found on YouTube with a lot of his beats and some of his reflections on life. All the actors were great, right? Special note about Rashida Moore. 2021, she won Fan Favorite for Best Actress in Charlotte. She does a lot of productions, but I'd like to think Samuel Sift was one of the things that helped her win that. Nick Shaner's also gone on and done a whole bunch of voice talent and voice acting and book narration. He really took to this and enjoyed it. And final, thank you, all you wonderful people who've listened. I appreciate you taking the time, and I hope you enjoyed it. Feel free to reach out. This is Kevin Patterson, signing off for Samuel Sift, Post-Apocalypse Detective.